Amen. 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 Let's go to John 3. And I'm going to read verses 16 and 17 out of the Passion Translation. And then we're going to go to John 13, 34. Then we're going to go to 2 Corinthians 2. I'm not going to give you a test at the end. I think you had one this morning, those of you who were in church school. John 3, 16 and 17, the Passion Translation reads, "For this is how much God loved the world. He gave his one and only unique son as a gift." That's why I said he's already poured out his love. "So now everyone who believes in him will never perish, but experience everlasting life. God did not send his son into the world to judge it and condemn, to judge and condemn the world, but to be its savior and to do what?" Rescue. Say it loud. Rescue. "And to rescue it." And we need to understand, we are rescue workers. Okay, we're not census takers. We're not trying to get information. We don't care why the person needs to be rescued. All we know that we are there to rescue. Amen? John 13, verse 34 and 35 reads, Jesus is telling us, "So I give you now a new commandment. Love each other just as much as I have loved you. For when you demonstrate the same love I have for you by loving one another, everyone will know that you are my true followers." I want to be known as a true follower. Amen. How about you? Amen. Amen. In 2 Corinthians 2, I'm going to read it in several translations, because I told you we have a new operating system. When we received Christ as Savior, a new operating system was downloaded. It said, "If therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new." The Contemporary English Bible says, "Anyone who belongs to Christ is a new person. The past is forgotten, and everything is new." The past is forgotten. So if God forgot it, you should forget it too. Unless you're using it as a testimony to help someone else get rescued. And in the Passion Translation, it says, "Now if anyone is enfolded into Christ," and enfolded, it's like if you're kneading dough, "he has become an entirely new person. All that is related to the old order has vanished. All, every single thing that made the old you has vanished. Behold, everything is fresh and new." Everything. See, we don't just serve the God of a second chance. We serve the God of another chance. So how many chances he's going to give me? As many as you need to get it right before you breathe your last breath. Okay. See, when we receive Christ as Savior, everything except our outward appearance changed. The way we thought about things changed. Our past was erased, and now our future is just bursting out with new possibilities. And we need to understand that. And then most importantly, at least for me, the way I used to behave, the way I used to think, the way I used to conduct business and carry myself through life changed. Changed. I realized that I didn't have to walk around like I had a chip on my shoulder. I didn't always have a chip on my shoulder, but I made people think I did. So why'd you do that? They left you alone. Because all I wanted to do is be left alone. Just leave me alone. Let me go. Let me play the game. Get something to eat after. Go home to my family. Life is good. And we've been using technology as an analogy because it fits. Because as I said before, when we receive Christ, in essence, a new system was downloaded into our spirits. That new system is called faith. And I'm going to share five things that God said about faith just to help you understand the importance of this new operating system. Hebrews 10:38, King James Version, says, "Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back," meaning if any man stop living by faith, "my soul shall have no pleasure in him." 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by and not by." Well, I need to just sit here for a moment. I want to share with you something about that word walk, just so you'll understand that it doesn't just mean moving around. It's the word peripateo in the Greek. And it's a compound word. Peri means, it suggests the idea of something that's encircling, or it could mean concerning, but in this case it expresses the idea of just like encircling. Pateo means to walk, you know, the movement of the feet. And it can be translated to walk, to step, to stride, to tread, or even to trample. But when these two words are compounded, it gives it an entirely different meaning. It means to habitually walk around in one general area. Its most common definition or usage is the word live. It's most commonly used to describe live, living. So you say we live by faith. We don't live by sight. We live by faith. It's also been recorded that the word can best be explained by a person who's blind, but has walked around in an area for so long, they know every inch of it, and they can get around in that place better than people with sight, because they've become that familiar with it. That's how we have to be concerning our faith. We don't need to see our way around. We can believe our way around. Yes. Now, that doesn't mean you drive home with your eyes closed. Okay. But too many of us are still looking for signs. We're still waiting for confirmation. I'm going to give you the only confirmation that you need. My sheep hear my voice. And the voice of a stranger they'll run from. They're not going to follow the voice of a stranger. Now, you may have a question. That question may be, well then, why do I keep seeming to get into trouble? If Jesus said his sheep hear his voice and they'll run from the voice of a stranger. You're not running from the voice of a stranger because it's not an unfamiliar voice. You've been spending too much time fellowshipping with the stranger. So you're comfortable. That's why the Bible says, do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. Well, that even means being in company of the devil. Talking things. When you find yourself murmuring about someone, you're having a conversation with the adversary. When you find yourself backbiting and, you know, talking about people and all that, you are having a conversation with the adversary, and it feels very comfortable. The first time it happened, you didn't feel comfortable. First time it happened, you felt this uneasiness, like in your stomach, and you're thinking, see, just thinking about this person makes me sick. No, that was the Holy Ghost telling you need to check yourself. But we ignore it, and now we become familiar with a voice that we should be running from. That's how those types of things happen. Even though you have this new operating system that's been downloaded, but you still find yourself acting like the old you. And sometimes you wonder, well, I thought old things were passed away. What happened? I'm going to tell you that in a couple of minutes. I promise. And it's really it's so simple, Deacon Gerald. It really is. And when I think about it, I wonder, why was I so dumb? That's what I wonder about me. Right? Hebrews 11, 1, still letting you know why we need this operating system. The Passion Translation says, now faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things that we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. So how can you say that? I believe it. What do you mean you believe? What are you basing it on? I believe this is what's going to happen because this is what God said. But I don't see anything that looks like that. Doesn't matter. I have faith that this is what's going to happen because this is what God said. And that's all the evidence you need. And nobody can take that away. I can say, you don't believe? Yeah, I believe that. No, you don't. Yes, I do. You watch. I see, you're going to be mistaken. So again, I believe the only mistake is talking to you. Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith living within us, it would be impossible to please God. For we come to God in faith, knowing that he's real and that he rewards the faith of those who give all their passion and strength into seeking him. No matter what, God, what's your instructions in this? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? What song do you want me to sing? You know, God, just what it, because you know. Yes, and you can tell him, yeah, I want to do this. And I'm very comfortable with it. But what do you want me to do? I hope you're beginning to see how important it is to grab hold of the concept of this new operating system, to grab hold of living by faith and understand what it means, because, folks, newsflash, we're Christians. Tell your neighbor that. Say, you're a Christian. See, we have to stop reverting to old conditions. And we do that too many times. We have to stop reverting to old practices and attitudes. This is what God told me to tell you. We're spending too much time debating and acting on worldly issues, which if you lived long enough or you studied history, you would see that there's a vicious cycle of issues that we allow ourselves to get sucked into, and it causes us to lose sight of who we are spiritually and place our focus on who we are physically. We need to understand that. We are spirit beings. As Christians, we need to be concerned about spiritual things. We don't need to be concerned about natural things? No. And here's why. We were made to bring this world into subjection. We were made to do that. So if we focus on who we are, and everything we do is based on who we are, change will take place. Change will take place. I told the folks on Friday, because they were getting themselves excited, because someone, seems like with Christians, you mentioned the word revival, everybody gets all happy. So yeah, God, send someone to cause revival. Send someone to cause revival. He said, I did. I sent Jesus. Now I have all of these lights. Why isn't there revival every single day in every single place where they're believers? Because we're not acting like we're believers every single day in every single place. We don't understand that we can, and it's because we don't have the full understanding of this new operating system. We don't know how it works, and most importantly, we haven't let it do what it's supposed to, what it's been designed to do, because we've kept it contained. What do you mean by that, Pastor? I'm going to tell you in a minute. I promise I'm not setting you up for anything. See, we lose sight. This is what I'm continuing what God told me, and I wrote it down just the way he gave it to me. We lose sight of the truth that we've been authorized by God to subdue the earth. We've been defined by God through Christ as being the light of this world, and we're just no ordinary light. We're as powerful as the light that prepared this world for life, and the same light that surrounded Saul of Tarsus, causing him to change from fighting against God to fighting for God, because we learned that the light shined in the darkness and darkness can't do anything to stop it. And remember I gave you that disclaimer earlier, and I said, you know, I'm not trying to embarrass anyone. But here, you know, you see the words to the songs and scriptures that come on the monitors. We're in some other rooms and we project them on screens. That's all done through because we have a software package called ProPresenter. And we had ProPresenter 5, and a couple of years ago, ProPresenter came out with an upgrade, ProPresenter 6, and we approved the purchase, you know, and we said, okay, purchase it and load it. And we thought it was purchased and loaded. And then we come along, and this year, God introduced us to the Passion Translation, and we have a Bible package where they can look up certain scriptures, but we didn't have the Passion Translation. And so one of the things I had started doing was after I'd finished getting all of my notes and recording everything God told me to record, then I go back and pull out all the scriptures and put them on a document and send them to Deacon John. So on Sunday mornings, they have to put all that information in. If they had the software, they wouldn't have to go through all of that. So we ordered the Passion Translation. They couldn't install it because it said it needs ProPresenter 6. But our thought is, we have ProPresenter 6. We were told that this software was loaded on all of the necessary computers except the computers in the children's youth area. And they are, it was loaded, but it wasn't installed. If you don't understand those, see, you can download software and it goes into a download file. Then you have to open the file and press install, and then the software goes everywhere it's supposed to go. We have been downloaded with this new operating system called faith. And it's in the download folder. We have to make a conscious choice to open it and press install and allow this word to permeate every aspect of our bodies. Because only then will we be able to call on it and get the right results. See, everybody has faith. The Bible says that God's dealt to every man the measure of faith. It's our responsibility to let that faith permeate these bodies. And the reason we're not doing the things that we, well, there's another part to this. I don't get too far ahead. With some operating systems and some software packages, When you go to install, it asks you a question. Do you want the recommended install or do you want a custom install? Because see, a custom install is you decide what you want. You say, no, I don't want it. I don't want to do that. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it. All I want is this. And see what we do. All we want is salvation. Okay, we install salvation. But what about living a Christ-centered life? We don't check that button. That see, remember Paul, what did Paul say about Demas? He said, Demas has left me having loved this world. And one day during one series, I decided to do a little research on Demas. Demas came from a wealthy family. His family was well known in Thessaloniki, where all of Aphrodite's temples and all this other stuff, all this other base attitudes, all that was taking place in Thessaloniki. And his family had status. He finds himself in prison with Paul, being persecuted and beaten and everything else that they did during that time. I mean, they took pleasure in hurting you. And so Demas didn't load, all of the operating system. And he said, you know what? I'm not following this guy anymore. Because everywhere he goes, there's trouble. I'm going home. And he went back to Thessalonica, and historians say he became a priest in one of Aphrodite's temples. Because it was no longer all about Jesus and all about what Jesus said. It became all about me and what I'm going through. What? Well, he did a custom download. See, sometimes when God will tell us to do something and we'll decide, I don't want to do that. That's a custom download. You didn't take the recommended package. Because God said and Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So, you know, I keep his commandments. No, well, let's examine this for a moment. What does keep his commandments mean? See, it doesn't mean just do what the Bible says. It means do what he says. So if he tells you, just like he told me, join the youth fellowship. And I told him, no. I had done a custom installation and didn't realize it. I figured, well, if you give me a choice, I don't have to accept the whole thing. So I'm not. But here's the greater issue. You don't know, and I don't know, when we are going to need the other part of the software that we didn't accept. We didn't know. And sometimes, by the time we find out or realize it, it's too late. It's too late. We're better off understanding that we have this new operating system called faith and install all of it. See, it takes faith to get along with family members. It takes faith to get along with people in general. It takes faith. It takes faith to love your neighbor the same way God loves you. It takes faith. It takes faith to forgive someone who has wronged you. It takes faith. I mean, it takes faith, folks, to plan your birthday. It takes faith. If you plan my birthday, you don't know if you're going to be here next year. But you may, and especially if it's, you know, one of what we call the memorial birthdays. You know, the milestone, okay, that's a good word. We can use milestone. But it takes faith to do that. Some people, they hit 60, they start planning their 65th birthday. So you know you're going to be here for 5 more years. We can believe that. But we can't believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Why is that? We have to accept the full download and then install it. Look at Colossians 3. So I'll let you know what that has to do with everything. I'm going to share this in 3 translations. King James, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. The Amplified Bible says, let the spoken word of Christ have its home within you, dwelling in your hearts and mind, permeating every aspect of your being as you teach spiritual things and admonish and train one another with all wisdom, singing praises and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. But it says the word has to have its home within you. Faith has to have its home within you. This new operating system needs to be installed within you. It needs to be in your heart. Why? Because out of abundance of the heart, your mouth speaks. And you will have whatsoever you say. So what we speak, or I should say what we say, becomes very important. Yes. Yes. So if what we say becomes very important, and what we say is the result of the abundance of our heart, then what we have in our heart is even more important. Amen. And if we don't have the word of God, if we don't have that new operating system installed in our hearts, we'll say the wrong things, and we'll do the wrong things, and we'll think the wrong things. Why? Because everything comes from our heart. Guard your heart. Keep your heart with all diligence, because out of what? Out of your heart will flow the issues of life. So if your heart is still corrupted with the old you because you didn't install the new operating system, everything that comes out of your mouth and all of your actions are going to be based on your old corrupt nature. And that's not who we are in Christ. So we have to allow this to be installed, not just loaded, just sitting in a file. Press the install button and go with it. Yeah, but there's some things I'm not going to be able to do. There's some things you're not going to want to do anymore. And that's a good thing. Folks would start telling me about things that they can't do anymore. I said, oh, so you want to tell me that you want to continue sinning? That's what you're telling me? No, that's not what I'm saying. Yes, it is. God said, I put before you life and death. Period. Those are the only two choices. I put before you sinning and not sinning. I put before you black and white. And that's right. He's very clear. He said, choose life. Choose life. Life is the recommended installation. But he will let us choose whatever we want. Why would you see? You look, it's okay. Big box. Life. Death. I'm taking death. Life gets too complicated. There are too many you can't do's in this. I want to have fun. I still may want to party every now and then. Why? Well, if you choose death, you might as well party because that's the most fun you're ever going to have. But when you have life, it's promised that we will have it more abundantly. Is any of this making sense? Yes. The Passion Translation of Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ live in you richly, flooding you with wisdom." Listen to this part. "Apply the scriptures as you teach and instruct one another with the psalms and with the festive praises and with prophetic songs given to you spontaneously by the Spirit. So sing to God with all your heart." See, that means, you know, when you're not in church and the secular songs are coming on and you're singing them, and you're singing them with a whole lot of emotion and enthusiasm and gusto, and you don't care who sees you. You have, I mean, you even have your imitation microphone, and you just sing it away. Then you come to church. I am hope, I am peace, I am joy. When is this going to be over? No, you didn't press full. You didn't press recommended. Okay, you selected custom. Right? I've seen there's this whole controversy, and I said this to you before. People are talking about a church, and really, I mean, the special effects and all these things in this place are just over the top. It's spectacular. Not one person has ever said to me, "And Pastor, the word taught is outstanding." Everybody talks about the worship experience. No one has talked to me about the word. Yeah, they love the lights. I love a light show. But what about the word that's being taught? And I'm not saying it's not being taught. I'm saying nobody's talking to me about it. Everybody's telling me about the spectacular lights. That's not going to save you. That's not going to help you. You can't mess with me. I saw the lights. No. And I'm not mocking the church. I'm just trying to make a point here, is that we have to value, we have to treasure the word of God. And if there are no lights and no monitor and no word, we need to be just as excited as if we had a $10 million Broadway production going on. But we want things to be comfortable. Comfortable is an attitude of the mind. The Apostle Paul was comfortable when he was in jail in Philippi. I don't know how anybody could be comfortable in that cell, but he was comfortable. So why do you say that? He wrote letters to the churches, giving them instructions. He was giving them instructions on how to live their life that could potentially cause them to be put in a cell. And they treasured it. And they lived it. We get upset. We say, I don't understand, Pastor. Maybe there are 30 Christians in this area. That's it. Well, when Paul walked into Thessalonica, there were only three. Him and his two traveling companions. When he walked into Ephesus, I think there were two. And that became the first megachurch. But it started with a person who accepted the full installation of the new operating system. And the same energy and passion that he used to display fighting God, he displayed serving God. And that was one of the things that kept me away from the church. I couldn't believe that God could make me a man and want me to live like a wimp. And it wasn't until I came in that I found out that he doesn't want me to live like a wimp. He wants me to be a man. He wants me to act like a man. He wants me to act like a man who's loaded the full operating system. Because that was the attraction for me. I saw other strong, masculine-looking men standing in position in a church. Not on a basketball court. In a church. Praising their Lord. So I saw men, big strapping men, with tears streaming down their eyes during praise and worship. And I'm like, wow. I didn't know men could act like this in church. And I didn't know it was the Holy Ghost then, but the Holy Ghost told me they're not acting. That's who they are. And again, all I could say was, wow. Then I let reality kick in. I got to compose myself because they're trying to get me. that was my thought. You're being pulled in, Foots. Remember, was that the danger, Foots car, danger. It's like, no, this is real. This is real. So we have to stop looking for particular components and just do what the word was sent to us to provide. We need to take it in. Let it get into the download fold. Let it get into your spirit, man. But then let it be installed throughout your body so that everything you do is based on the dictates of this operating system and not our own preferences. I told you, why don't you go to 2 Peter? Second Peter 1. But you know, we were given when we were given this new operating system. I'm in the Amplified Bible. 2 Peter 1, starting at verse 2. Grace and peace, that special sense of spiritual well-being, be multiplied to you in true, intimate knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. For his divine power has bestowed on us absolutely everything necessary for a dynamic spiritual life and godliness through a true and personal knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. For by these, he has bestowed on us his precious and magnificent promises of inexpressible value, so that by them you may escape from the immoral freedom that is in the world because of disreputable desire and become sharers of his divine nature. You know, someone shared, I think it was Pastor Rick Renner, shared that this present generation is more vicious than the Roman soldiers were back in the days of the early church. He said they're more vicious. And you start looking, we're heading back. We're heading backwards, not forwards. I mean, we went from boxing. Well, we went from just killing people because they were from a different town, to making them slaves, to turning them into gladiators, and killing them in arenas, you know, to bare knuckle boxing with no rules, You could punch, you could kick, you could stomp. They said, no, that's inhumane. You know, the Marquess of Queensbury said, no, there has to be rules. So you couldn't kick no more during the fight, but you could still pound someone. And they said, no, but until they die or get knocked, no, that's inhumane. You can only pummel them like that for 15 rounds. And then we have a group of people who'll decide who wins. And then they said, well, this doesn't really work because we still have too many people with brain damage. So we'll limit it to 12 rounds. And then people thought that wasn't entertaining enough. So now they came out with MMA boxing. We can go back to punching and elbowing and kicking and kneeing and doing all of those things. And before you know it, we're going to be back in the arenas throwing people to the lions. And so we're going backwards in time. What happened to the song we say, I'm moving forward? Why? Because he makes all things new. We're regressing. Society has gone back in time and pulled out the race card. So yeah, this will keep people fighting each other because you mentioned racism and everybody gets all discombobulated. We're moving backwards. We're forgetting the strides that have been made since the 60s, but they don't want us to go back to the 60s. They want us to go back to the 30s and the 20s. And before you know, they're going to say, no, you need to go back to Africa. I ain't going to Africa. I was never in Africa. I don't know what tribe I belong to back there. I get up and go, hi. You are the wrong tribe. But nobody talks about that. And not to wax political, but we're concerned if one race kills another race, but we're not concerned if the members of those same races kill each other. That's madness. That's lunacy. That's the result of a custom installation. We have to take the full recommended installation because in that, everything we need to live a life of godliness is included. We don't want to be like Demas and forsake. But see, By our not loading ProPresenter 6, when it came time to load the Passion Translation, ProPresenter 5 wouldn't accept it. Wouldn't accept, I'm not accepting this. That's what I said, I'm not accepting this. Why not? Well, you didn't do this. I can't work with this. I need to have this that you can connect to. And that's what happens to us, folks. There are things that need to be added to our faith. But if we don't have faith, there's nothing that can connect with it. So you're just doing works. Faith without works. So that means if you're doing dead stuff, it's not going to lead to life. 2 Peter 1, verses 4:10 in the Good News translation, Paul said, in this way, he has given us the very great and precious gifts he promised, so that by means of these gifts, you may escape from the destructive lust that is in the world, and he may come to share the divine nature. For this very reason, do your best to add goodness to your faith. Well, if you didn't choose faith, if you didn't accept the download, you can't add anything to it. Why? It's not there. And so, if you can't add goodness, the next thing that's to be added, it says, to your goodness, add knowledge. Well, goodness isn't in there because it didn't have faith to connect to. So now you want knowledge to come in, but knowledge has to connect to goodness. Goodness isn't there. So where does that leave your knowledge? And then to knowledge, self-control. But you don't have knowledge. Because you didn't install goodness. Well, because you couldn't install goodness because you never installed faith. You never let it. You downloaded it. But it hasn't become your lifestyle. Because you didn't press install. Or you did a custom installation. I only need faith to do this. No. Are you just? Yes. You live by faith. We're instructed. Live by faith, not by sight. It says, to your goodness, add Christian affection. And to your Christian affection, add love. How can you add to Christian affection if you don't have any? It says, and these are the qualities you need. And if you have them in abundance, they will make you active and effective in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if you do not have them, you are so short-sighted that you cannot see and have forgotten that you've been purified from your past sins. So then, my friends, try even harder to make God's call and his choice of you a permanent experience. If you do so, you will never abandon your faith. Never. Why would he say, God have him right, you'll never abandon your faith? Because he knew that if you didn't install the right software, situations will come and you'll check out. You'll leave. You can't take it anymore. You can't endure. You want what Aphrodite has to offer. Rick Renner made a statement that I'm going to share with you. I've already been sharing some, but I want to make sure you understand this one. There are two statements. He said, the tragedy of Demas is still being lived out today by those who choose the temporary benefits of this world over the eternal riches of heaven. The tragedy of Demas is still being lived because there are some that didn't accept the recommended download installation. They accepted the custom one. Today, there are still those who seem to receive the word, but then the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. Now listen to this. Past service is no guarantee of future faithfulness. See, just because you did it once and got through doesn't mean you're going to stick with it. We must depend on the Lord, our strength, every moment of every single day, and that will only happen if every component of our new operating system has been loaded and installed. But I want to go back to Colossians 3:16, and I'm going to end there. I'm doing this out of King James, because that's the version most folks have. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. I want to talk about richly. Richly, I'm going to read this. It was just too early in the morning to try and paraphrase. Richly comes from a very old Greek word that describes incredible abundance, extreme wealth, enormous affluence, great prosperity, immense riches, magnificent opulence, extravagant lavishness. It uses the word polycious, and that lets us know that if we will receive the word of God in the right way, if we will give it a warm reception and make it feel at home in our lives, it will enrich us spiritually. Thus, the word polycious means that the word of God can make us the equivalent of spiritual billionaires. The word of God can make us the equivalent of spiritual billionaires. It conveys the following idea. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Throw open the doors, roll out the red carpet, and give it a grand reception. If you let the word dwell in you in this way, it will produce an amazing amount of spiritual wealth in your life. He said, now you may ask, how can the word make us spiritually rich? Well, Paul says that the word can produce in us if we allow it to do so. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the word of Christ make a choice to allow the word of Christ to dwell in you richly. See it as valuable. See it as precious. See yourself as a spiritual billionaire because you've allowed the word of God to dwell in you richly. And you will make spiritual choices like you're a billionaire. You're not concerned about the cost anymore. You don't even consider the cost. All you consider is, this is what God wants me to do. Period. Billionaires, they want to go to Bermuda. They don't think about how much it costs. They pick a phone. Give me 2 tickets to Bermuda. Of course, first class. What do you think? And they just go. That's the way we're supposed to act spiritually. God tells us something, we just go. Amen. We just go. Why? Because he's the one that's got to take care of all of the details. Not us. For this is the description of people so full of the word of God that their entire being is affected. Their hearts are full of joy. Their minds are flooded with wisdom and understanding. And their mouths are singing songs to the Lord. We're talking about people who have struck it rich spiritually. When the word of God really comes to feel at home in you, dwelling lavishly inside your heart, it enriches you with the wisdom, the gifts, and the power you need for today. You become so filled with the riches of God that you automatically find yourself admonishing and encouraging other people in their faith. But that'll only happen if it dwells in you richly, folks. Here's the deal. You receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Everything was downloaded into your spirit. God said, I desire all men to be saved and then come into the knowledge of the truth. When you received Jesus Christ, you became saved. And that package was downloaded. To come into the knowledge of the truth, you're going to have to install the full installation. Why? Well, if you only install partial it, you'll come into some knowledge of the truth. But you won't come into the knowledge of the truth, because the knowledge of the truth infers that you're going to have all the truth. Jesus said he had to go and he was going to leave a comforter, the Holy Spirit. And one of the things the Holy Spirit was, one component of his job is to guide us into all truth, to put us into remembrance of everything that he said. But if you don't have what he said in your rememberer, how can he cause you to remember it? If you only took a custom installation and you only concerned about salvation, you're not going to have a clue as to all the other benefits. Salvation is just a small part of it. So you consider living eternally a small part? Yes, because of what you're supposed to do here. Because if you don't see it that way, then it's like saying you want to be the only one in heaven. No, we want hell to be an empty place. And we want to do everything that we can possibly do to cause that. We need to be like our Father, who knows the people who are not going to receive his son, but yet he pours his love out on them anyway. Hoping against hope that they'll change their mind, but knowing that they won't. And he still gives them everything he's got. He's given us everything that he's got. We have to load it so we can operate in it. I'm done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy. I hope this made sense to you. God provided it. We have to take it in, and we have to allow it to permeate these bodies so that we can operate in it. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise for yet again making this thing so simple and letting us know that everything that we need as it pertains to living a life of godliness in our knowledge of him, you have already sent to us. And it's up to us to allow the full installation to take place. Lord, help us. Lord, let me change that, because you've already given us help. By your Holy Ghost, prompt us. Let us know when we've pressed uninstall so that we can correct it. Let us know when we've pressed modify, because we don't want to modify it. We want the full version exactly the way you designed it. And anything else to us is unacceptable. So by your Spirit, Lord, as you prompt us, we will allow the necessary updates. We will allow the patches. We will allow the bug fix. Everything that can cause us to get off track, you've already made a provision, and we're going to allow that to be downloaded and installed in our hearts, in our minds, in every fiber of our being, because we are going to live this life the way you said you want us to live it. There are people out there, and you said so in your word, that this world is yearning, waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. Well, we are here, and we have to get about conducting ourselves the way you want us to conduct ourselves, so the people will know and see that we are here. They'll notice the different lifestyle. They'll notice the health and the prosperity. And above all of that, Lord, they'll notice the love that we have one for another and for them. And then they will know that we are your true followers. And we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.